Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And today we're continuing our look at Moses in Hebrews chapter 11, and specifically verse 27. It reads, "By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible." We'll just look at that one verse today as it talks about Moses and his faith. Again, the writer to the Hebrews is using examples of faith from the Old Testament to inspire his people to themselves feats of faith as they face many challenges around them, connected especially with rejection, stigma and persecution from people that they know, that they love, and that loved them. Some perhaps persecution also from the state, but also some from society. What's going on here with Moses? Well, he left Egypt. Is this the first time or the second time he left? The first time after he murdered somebody, which is mentioned in verses just before this, or the second time? Well, probably the second time, because the first time he left, Moses was afraid. In Exodus chapter 2, verses 14 and 15, "Who made you ruler and judge over us? Are you thinking of killing me as you killed the Egyptian?" Then Moses was afraid and thought, "What I did must have become known." When Pharaoh heard of this, he tried to kill Moses, but Moses fled from Pharaoh, went to live in Midian, where he sat down by a well, and we can well understand that he would want to flee. But it seems at that time he left with fear in his heart. The second time he left, God was so much more powerful and real to him that when he led the people out of Egypt, we can safely assume, I think, that it was without fear, but when he was full of faith. And so this is the faith, I think, that's being talked about here, that faith that filled him so full of this picture of God, his understanding, his knowledge, his relationship with God, that fear did not have any room. It's an interesting paradox here that it says he persevered because he saw him who is invisible. He saw the invisible. That's a bit of a paradox. The words "he saw" in this verse mean his eyes were fixed. In other words, not that it's something he just sort of noticed, but he looked at and he decided to fix his gaze upon. The words are used of keeping one's attention fixed on something, a bit like an artist being fixed on what he is painting. He's gazing intently at what he is painting, seeing the texture, the colors, the shades, and then reproducing that on his painting. It's that kind of fixing of the gaze. It also contains, in the original language, the idea of a determined choice. It's used in classical literature in the sense of looking away from one object to another. In other words, I'm decisively looking away from one thing so that I can gaze intently at another. And this is what Moses did. He looked away from fear and to faith. He looked away from Pharaoh and looked to God. And he persevered in that. He fixed and continued to fix his gaze on God because he believed in him who was invisible. And that goes back to an earlier passage in Hebrews that talks about how our faith is dependent upon us seeing what is and believing in what is invisible. God's mercy was more visible to Moses than Pharaoh's anger. Now, that's a good thing for us to contemplate. Is people's anger and the way they're upset with us or annoyed with us more visible to us than God's love, God's mercy, God's grace? This is why we need what we call a quiet time. We need a time where we can focus our eyes, the eyes of our heart and our mind, back on God and his truth, his reality, and his love. Then we can handle whatever comes our way during the day. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 28. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and my Twitter feed is mccx. If you'd like to find us in iTunes, if you type mccx into the search bar and look under podcasts, you'll find us there. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.